Silgal glanced at Jason, who sat beneath his hood, playing color games with the hologram of his brain. But probably not, since he was there only a fraction of the time the others were. What about these impulses? Kyle Katarn asked. Are you talking about force impulses? Silgal shook her elongated head. Probably not. From what Master Skywalker said, the Kylix don't appear to be force-sensitive. She stepped away from the controls, then continued. I suspect the impulses are moving through their auras.
Their auras?
Kent Hamner asked.
I've always had the impression that auras were so much Falanasi nonsense.
Not at all, Silgal said. Every being is surrounded by an aura of subtle energies, heat, electric, magnetic, even chemical, some extending as far as 10 meters.
Corin said, Silgal, you said their corpus whatever it was, had changed. How did that happen? Was that also caused by the auras?
Probably not, Silgal said. Most insects rely heavily on pheromones to regulate their lives, so that's where my suspicions fall first.
You're saying a smell changed our Jedi's brain structure? Corin asked.
Pheromones aren't just odors, Silgal said. They're very powerful chemicals. They trigger a wide range of behaviors and physical changes in nearly every animal in the galaxy.
And they change your brain? Corin repeated.
Everything changes your brain, Silgal said. Whenever you learn something new, or develop a skill, or make a memory, your brain grows new connections to store and access information. Under the right stimulus, it's very conceivable that parts of it could be completely modified.
So, Mara asked, spend enough time in the pheromone bath and your brain rewires itself?
Exactly, Silgal said. Especially if the pheromones work through the nose. In most species, smell is a direct input to the brain.
And you're sure these Jedi Knights are just mistaken about what's happened to them? Kip asked. They couldn't be lying?
We are not lying, Tessar said. We do not lie!
Then prove it, Kip said. Tell us why you agreed to come back from Korriban.
We came to persuade the Council to help the Kylix,
Tessar said.
The colony can only stop the Chiz through war.
And the Jedi can bring other pressures to bear, Tahiri added. It's best for everyone.
That will be for the Master's Council to decide, Kent said. And when it does, will you abide by our decision?
That depends on what the decision is.
Kent and Corin recoiled visibly, but Kip Duren smiled.
Well, it's an honest answer.
As much as that is possible for them,
Silgal said. She turned to Luke.
I don't like to question their integrity, Master Skywalker, but anything they tell us is suspect. We must assume their judgment has been compromised by the same power that called them away in the first place.
Tessar glared openly in Silgal's direction.
You are saying we cannot be trusted?
She met his gaze evenly.
You're not to blame, but yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.